Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
This is the story.
Here's the story.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. The story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Def Leppard was in a situation after guitarist Steve Clark died. They were tapped to play the Freddie Mercury tribute concert at London's Wembley Stadium. How many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in this? And they just brought Vivian Campbell into the band to play guitar. So I was talking with Vivian, were you nervous? This is a huge gig, huge gig. And of course, Vivian had played with Whitesnake and Dio before this. He played some big gigs, but you know, what was your situation? Were you nervous?
You know, a lot of people ask me, were you nervous at that show? And to be honest, I wasn't. Because as you mentioned, I'd done big shows before. I was also used to playing with other musicians. I'd been, you know, obviously with my first band, Sweet Savage, with Dio for the first three Dio albums, a brief 25 minutes with Whitesnake, and then River Dogs, and then Def Leppard, you know? So I think it was really nerve-wracking for the other guys, because it was the very first time ever that the other guys, and all the guys in Def Leppard, had ever gone on stage without Steve Clark, you know? To do so in front of 80,000 people, in broad daylight and television cameras broadcasting around the world. I mean, that was pretty nerve-wracking for most people. But for me, I was kind of in the moment. You know, I was just enjoying the playing. And it was so quick. I mean, we only did three or four songs or something. That was all over. And yeah.
And he wasn't nervous. Would you be? Vivian Campbell, Def Leppard, that's the story. Would you be nervous? Yes, you would.